Hi there, my name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I am talking to Josh Hester, Principal and Executive Producer of the Storyteller Studios. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So starting off, how about you introduce yourself to our audience and talk a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. My name is Josh. I grew up here in Springfield. I went away to college for a little bit, as people do, and moved back here in 2003. I am married to my wife, Andrea, who is originally from Havana, Illinois, which is a little bit northwest of here. And we have two kiddos now. I have a 5-year-old daughter named Adele and a 19-month-old son named Drew. I always have to check my math because when they're that young, it all happens really fast.
That's awesome. So you said you're from Springfield. So can you talk a little bit about the Storyteller Studios? Why in Springfield and why it was kind of started?
It's in Springfield because I live here. And my best reason, I started the business about 7.5 years ago. I studied film in college. I spent a little bit of time making documentaries and videos. After I moved back to Springfield, I took a job at Memorial Health System here in town in their communications department in a video producer position. I was making a lot of internal culture building kinds of videos and some external marketing work as well. I worked there for about 7 years, and then I had the opportunity to produce a weekend news magazine show for our ABC affiliate here in town, WICS. And I did that with some other talented people for a little over a year. I continued, you know, doing some of the corporate work on the side as I was producing that show. And, you know, my wife and I started having a conversation about me going out on my own. I had some ideas about the work and how we could do it. And she had the courage and encouragement that I needed. And we went on our own. That was 7.5 years ago, started the business. And we specialize in video marketing for businesses and nonprofits of all shapes and sizes, you know, helping our clients reach more people with their message online. So we produce a lot of work for websites and social media campaigns. We also do still produce a handful of television spots here and there. We've grown steadily, slowly but surely, over the last 7.5 years into really a regional company. We've had the opportunity to do some work for businesses, nonprofits, all shapes and sizes, all over the Midwest, and sometimes further than that. So it's a lot of fun. We've also grown our team. We have some very talented people here now working alongside me every day to serve our clients. So it's been a lot of fun.
That was an awesome explanation. And so now I'm wondering, what does your everyday job day look like?
Well, you know, it varies a lot. I think that's one of the reasons that all of us here really love the work, is that it's a little bit different every day, depending on, you know, the particular client and their industry, their goals. You know, our goals might be a little bit different and our work might be a little different. For example, today, Kevin Christensen, one of our talented producers, is in the next room editing a series of video pieces that we're producing for Heartland Dental, which is supports dentists. They're a client of ours. So there's a dentistry industry represented. And then also Chris Costello, one of our other producers, is nearing completion on a documentary we've been invited to collaborate with the Springfield Ballet Company on, all about the Nutcracker and the performance of the Nutcracker over the years here in Springfield. That's gives you kind of a picture of how different and varied it can be. And again, I think that's what we really enjoy about it. You know, every day we come to work, we're serving someone different in a little bit different way.
And why do you think visual storytelling is so important, especially in our time and age?
Great question. Yeah. You know, if you think about the goal of any modern marketer, which is to get their message in front of people where they are, you have to think about social media. You have to think about your websites, you have to think about mobile devices. You know, most people are spending far more time on their phones than they are anywhere else in terms of their attention, right? And as marketers, that's what we're trying to capture, is people's attention. And so no matter what the business is that you're in, or what cause it is that you're supporting, if you want to create messages that spread, they really need to be visual. Video is the highest shared media category on social media and the internet. Just look at the explosion of YouTube over the last 10 years, right? So, and all the data bears this out. You know, 8 out of 10 visitors to your website will watch a video if they find it there, but only 2 of them will read any of the text. So it's become really the consumer's preferred way to learn about products, services, causes that they may be interested in is video. And, you know, we have a particular sort of style and approach to it that is really effective, that works really well. Like I said, we are honored that our clients have trusted us to do that.
Can you talk a little bit more about that style and approach you just mentioned?
Sure. So our work is entirely about authenticity. You know, I mentioned that I studied film in college, and that I was really captured by documentary film. That was what I was most passionate about studying, and that was what I wanted to make. At the time when I graduated college, you know, there wasn't really anywhere in the market that was going on, other than, you know, movie theaters, right, or television shows. And now, of course, it's everywhere. And as marketers, you know, for our clients, what kinds of messages, what kinds of videos does the consumer want or expect? And for us, that revolves almost entirely around the word authenticity, doing away with some of the more traditional production techniques, like scripting a message or a written voiceover that an omniscient narrator reads to you, or an on-camera host that is reading a script to the camera. To us, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. But if you're trying to reach people on social media and the internet, you really want to focus on being authentic, being real. And so all of our videos, we prefer an interview style approach, again, that documentary sort of sensibility. So we might interview people about their business, about their company, about their cause. And then that becomes the source material that we use to create their video that tells their story. And so the result is, to the viewer, you know, it's not, they're hearing from those people in their own words, from the heart, you know, about their product, their service, their cause. And that's really what resonates with people. It's been kind of this very cool marriage of what the market is demanding and where my personally, you know, my interests kind of have historically been. So that's been really neat.
And it sounds like a really personal process, the way you're able to sit down with people and actually get a real story. How has COVID-19 affected this process and what you all have been able to do?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's affected everybody in different ways. I think it's affected everyone in a lot of really challenging ways. But I think it's also provided some surprising opportunities. You know, I mentioned this film that we're working on for the Nutcracker. That's an example of something we might not have been able to do before, because, you know, the Springfield Ballet Company is not able to do their Nutcracker performance this year. But it's still a major funding source for them. And the Springfield Ballet Company is just a treasure in our community. And it's tragic that they're not going to have that revenue that they really badly need. And so, you know, credit to them. They came to us with this idea and asked if we would do it. And, of course, we were all over it. It's right up our alley. So, you know, that's the kind of opportunity that we've, and there's others that are like that. I'm just using that as an example. Another one was last spring. You know, typically there would be commencement at universities and colleges, and a lot of that wasn't able to go on. And for those students, I mean, you know, you work for 4 years or even longer to a degree, and then you know, you imagine walking across that stage and now you're deprived of that opportunity. We partnered with UIS here in town to produce a commencement video that was really unique. And credit to UIS, they totally went with this pretty kind of unique, intangible idea. Some colleges and universities have just put sort of a slideshow together of maybe some pictures and like names and things. We basically made as close as we could to an actual virtual experience of a commencement. So there was a student, for lack of a better word, like a generic student that could be anyone, right? And she actually walks across the stage, the camera follows her. And so if you're a student who is graduating, you know, it's similar to the Nutcracker in that, you know, we can't replace these things, but we can serve them in a unique way, I think, which is what we focused on. So there have been some pretty cool opportunities to come out of it. You know, one way that it has affected our work that I think is interesting and it is not something you might think about right away is that, you know, our work is entirely about authenticity and connection, as I said, right? And, you know, in the interview, because we set up our interviews in such a way now that, you know, we can maintain social distance and keep everybody safe, but we have interview subjects remove their mask for the interview portion so that, you know, when they're speaking, just like you and I are speaking now, you can connect with that person. There's a lot of nonverbal stuff that happens right here, right? But oftentimes in the scenes that we're filming to go along with those stories we're telling, so really the visual element that shows people together, that shows people engaged in, you know, whatever their mission is, of course, they wear masks because everyone's health and safety is most important. And there is sort of an effect it has on the end result of the video. We find ourselves showing the interviews a lot more than we typically do. And that's just because it's difficult with someone when it has a mask on. It's difficult to see they're smiling, enjoying, you know, what it is that they're doing. And all of that sort of translates in a subliminal way to the viewer. So it's changed our work in that way, which has been interesting. But again, there's been a lot of opportunities that we might not have anticipated that have been really special.
Well, I would just like to say I was one of those students at UIS. So thank you so much for the video.
Good. So did you miss your commencement?
Yes, it should have been in May. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just thought the video was a really nice way to say, hey, we know we can't do this right now, but here's something at least to say we appreciate your efforts and congratulations. And I thought it was beautiful. My friend was in it. Shout out to Allie.
I talked with Allie on the day. She was very generous with her time and being in the video for us. But I had to tell her, I was like, now we're not going to show your face, you know, and here's why, you know, and of course, once I explained all that, she was all about it. But it was just kind of an interesting thing because usually when we're filming someone, you know, it's all about showing who they are, making sure the audience connects with them. In this case, we wanted you to be able to imagine yourself as Allie, you know, walking across the stage. So that's cool. It's good to hear that. They have gotten a lot of positive feedback, I know. But I have nieces and nephews that were graduating high school last spring. It just breaks my heart that they couldn't do the prom and the commencement, and now their first year of college is kind of, you know, affected. So, but that's a good example of, you know, it's foolish to think that we would be able to replace something like a commencement. We certainly can't do that, but we can do something different and something kind of unique.
And what I was going to say is, you know, I think if I was graduating high school, I'd be a little bit more upset because, you know, everybody has to go on that perfect prom.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's something you really look forward to. Yeah.
Most definitely. But I hear you keep talking about all the people you work with in the community. And despite COVID-19 going along, you're doing some really good things. So I'm wondering why you think it's so important to have that involvement and to even just be a helpful hand for all these organizations here.
Without our community and without our clients, we wouldn't exist. And so I think it's important. The idea of shared sacrifice, I think, is really important right now. We're all struggling with this in different ways, but we're all struggling. And so I think it's important to look for opportunities to help each other. And we've been able to do that. It helps us because it keeps us working, and it keeps, you know, revenue coming in, which is important. But it also helps our clients in, you know, for this Nutcrackers film is a great example. You know, they're selling tickets for that. And we think it's going to be a really special event that will help raise a lot of money for them. We have high hopes for it. So, and of course, that's important for their survival. So I think it's important that, you know, when things like this happen, I think it's very easy. All of us certainly react personally initially in the sense that, like, this is happening to me. And so how is it going to affect me and my family? And what am I going to do about that? But then looking out and just taking notice of how it's affecting others in the community, that's, I think, where we can start to recognize opportunities to serve each other and to share in this struggle together. Because this is happening to all of us, right? The pandemic has not singled anyone out or picked anyone in particular, right? So I think there potentially, if our perspective really matters a lot, but I think there's a lot of positive things that could come out of this in the end.
That's really important. And that's some things I've been hearing and doing those interviews, that though COVID-19 is bad, there seems to have been the opportunity for people to remember, hey, you know, other people are important too. How can I help you? And I just love that idea.
That's the, you know, I hope we remember that, right? Because this will end and at some point we'll move on, you know, things will be different. But those are the kinds of lessons I think are there for us to remember if we choose to.
If there's someone that's interested in maybe learning a little bit more about video or wanting to learn more about the Storyteller Studios and what you all are doing, where can they go?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is thestorytellerstudios.com. There's a lot of S's in there and some alliteration, which I didn't think about really when I named the company, but sometimes people can mess it up naturally because we're humans. So it's the Storyteller. Singular studios, plural.com. We post a lot of our work there too. So what I like about that is you can sort of get a sense of what's going on around you just hanging out on our work page for a little while and watching some of those videos. You can also shoot us an email through that site. There's a contact page, of course, or you can send an email to me personally, Josh, which is Josh at thestorytellerstudios.com.
Awesome. And is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I don't think so. I'm really grateful that for the invitation. I mean, I looked at the website. You've talked to some other pretty cool people. So, I mean, just that I'm counted among them is kind of neat for me. So thank you very much.